Ein poiskin yenis lisha. You don't have to give wine to a lady. A lady is not supposed to drink wine. Rashi says gisa should be yizain bezdin poiskin yenis lisha. Rashi says why sha yayin magila letayvus tashmish. Because if an isha, woman, if a lady drinks wine, or just make a little shikin, she'll go to have tashmish tavznus. Samora says v'yim taimim. Maybe he'll ask me a question as a pasuk that says elucha achra moyavai noisni lachmi umeimai tzimri yapishti shmoni ushkuye. That says mashmish should go after the person that loves her, like a husband that gives her her bread, her water, her tzemer, the wool, the pishd, and the flax, shimni ma'oil, ushkuyei, pasha mashma thinks that she drinks strong drinks, mashma, the husband does give her wine. So Morris says, no, what it means is, dvorim she'isha mishtakekes aleihim, things that a lady really wants to have. Ulma ninu, what are these things that she really wants to have? Tachshitim, it means her jewelry. So ushkuyei just means her jewelry, her husband has to give her jewelry. Ve'enachnami, wine, he's not supposed to give her. Now, Dorish Rabbi Yehuda Ishkva Nevira, Rabbi Yehuda, a person from this place called Nevira, the Yarmulo, and some say Ishkva Nofer, the name of the city he came from was Nafer, Chayil, the city was called Nafer Chayil, that Mina Yin Shein Poiskin Yenis Leisha, how do we know this? That you're not supposed to supply a lady with wine, Shinem, the Apostle says, Vatokom Chana, and Chana got up, Acharei Achilo, Shilo, after she got finished eating in Shilo, the Yachre Shosa, and after Mashmi, he got finished drinking. So the Diki Shosa, he was drinking, her husband, for Loy Shosa, it doesn't say they were both drinking. Mashmi Chana, she, the lady, was not drinking wine. For the Gemara, why do you make such a Dik? Elamayati, if so, the Pasuk also says, Ochlo, Mashmi, only she was eating, for Loy Ochlo, he was not eating also. Like you see, you can't make a Dik. So Mor says, Hochinami. Like, is this what you want to say? Is it possible to say they both weren't eating? It's more so like this. It's like a true. But rather, anan midishoni krob dibure kamrinan. My dik is from this pasuk, the chana was not drinking wine, only a husband, because since the pasuk changed around the way he was talking. Called midishani krob, since the pasuk changes it around, bidibure from the language, the way he was talking. Why? Michti bigavo klasik. We're talking about chana, we're talking about her. Viosi. So my time, shoni, how come it changes now? Talk about Russian zohar like. It means to tell us that as far as the drinking goes, only your husband was drinking, and not her. This is the proof that a lady is not supposed to drink wine. Meisvei have a kash like this. It says, Regila, if she's used to drinking, then the husband does have a chiyuv to give his wife wine. So Gemara says, Regila Shani, where she's used to it, then you're supposed to give it to her. So Rashi says, Kivon diyene chidishlo, it's not something new to her. Kvadosha, but she's used to it. Veinem azich liba doesn't change her heart. So such a lady that's used to drinking wine, and wine doesn't mean anything to her, then it's only like a good drink, so therefore her husband has to give it to her. Diyoma Rabbi Chinuno, Bar Kana, Omar Shmuel, that regila, when a lady is used to drinking wine, and it doesn't affect her, noisn lo koisechut, then you are supposed to give her one cup of wine. Shein regila, let's say she's not used to drinking, then you give her two cups of wine. For the Gemara, my Kama, what are you saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense. If the lady that's used to drinking, you only give her one cup, how come the lady that's not used to drinking, you give her two cups? How could that be? Some Rabbi says, this is what the Gemara means to say. If she's used to drinking wine, and she's also in front of her husband, then you can let her drink two cups of wine. Like, since the husband is there, he'll watch her, we're not afraid anything will happen to her. But shaloi bifnei baila, let's say she's not in front of her husband and she wants to drink wine, noistan la kaisechet, then we only give her one cup of wine. Since she's used to it, it won't affect her that much, and therefore it's okay to drink it even without a husband. Mashenkin einu regila, let's say a lady that's not used to drinking wine, then bifnei baila is ela kaisechet. Then if she's in front of a husband, if her husband is there, then we're allowed to give her one cup of wine. But shaloi bifnei baila, when she's not in front of a husband, then alohariz, they noisn lo kolikin, not supposed to give her any wine at all. because such a lady, we're afraid that she'll be Maziach Daitoy, and she may want to have Tashmish with somebody. The boy is saying another teretz like this. I'll tell you, Regila, a lady that's used to drinking wine, then we give her wine, Rashi says, Lahatim Tarsha, like at the end of the meal, or to make the food taste good, then we could give her wine. The Yomar Abavu Amrav Yechanan, Maisa Bekalosoi Shalnakdino Ben-Gurion. It once happened a story with the daughter-in-law of this big usher, this big rich person, that the Gemara in Gittin talks about him, and the Gemara later will talk about him, Nakdima Ben-Gurion. He was one of the three rich people in Yerushalayim. Sheposkulo Chachomim Sosayin Yayin Letzike Kedera Miera Shabbos Lera Shabbos. The Chama Paskin, that her husband has to give her Sosayim, two saws worth of wine, Letzike Kedera, that she could eat it with the food she's drinking to make her food taste good, from one Erev Shabbos to another Erev Shabbos. So Mashmir, if they're drinking it for the Tzike Kedera with the food to make the food taste good, then it's alright. Then they won't get shikar either. But if they start want to drink the wine because of wine that they get like high, then you shouldn't give them wine at all. So that's another teretz. There's a difference when and why they're drinking the wine. If it's just to make the meal taste good, part of the meal, then it's alright. But if it's like after the meal, just to have the strong drink, then they should not have it. So they said that's the way all Jewish girls, like she was zayichet to have, like a bracha, like just like the daughter-in-law of Nakdima Ben Gurion had such a big amount of food to eat, and that's why she needed so much wine for Tzika Kedera. Every Jewish girl should have that also. And the Gemara says though, but Tana, it was learned that Shemeres Yavim Haisa, she was a Shemeres Yavim. In other words, her first husband died, and the brother now came to marry her. So therefore, Le'onu Achrei Mamin. On this case, Chom did not answer back and say, Amen, like it should be true. Like even though in one way you're saying a bracha, that all Jewish girls should have so much wine and so much food to eat, but they don't want to say Amen, because not everybody should be like her, that her first husband died, and the brother and the second brother had to marry her. Another verse says, Tana will not like this. Kois echod yofelisha. If a lady drinks one cup of wine, it's okay, it's good. Shnayim nivelu. If she drinks two cups of wine, it's not nice for her. It's nivel, it's not a nice thing for her to do. Shloisha, if she drinks already three cups of wine, then tevas peteh, like she'll become immoral already, and she'll even go over to men and be tevay, says she wants to have tashmish, she wants to live with you. A good kubish go to her husband also, but kopon, it's not nice for Nisha to do this, and if she gets so high already, she'll be tevas peteh, she'll ask to have to live with her husband with her mouth. Arbo, if she drinks four cups of wine, then afilu chamor tevas b'shuk v'yena makpedes. If she drinks four cups of wine, she'll be so shikah that even if she meets a donkey in the street and wants to live with her, she'll be maskim. She won't know the difference. V'yena makpedes, she won't be makmed, it won't bother her to live with a donkey. Right, Omar Rabba says, loishonu elishen b'al ima. This is only if her husband is not there to watch her. Then she should not drink more than one cup of wine. But let's say your husband is with her, then less lundo, then it doesn't make that much of a difference. Then she could even drink three or four cups of wine, and the husband is there to watch her, nothing will happen. The whole case before we started out was the Rai from Chana. It says Chana was eating a mash, but she was not drinking, she didn't drink wine. Her husband Akana was there with her, so how come she didn't drink wine? And if the Gemara, the husband was there with her, so how come she didn't drink wine? There they were not in their own house, they were guests by Eli, by the Beis Hamikdash there. So therefore, since they weren't in their own house, not in the Beis Hamikdash, but the Kopam, they were there in the base. Therefore, there were guests there, therefore it's not nice for her to drink wine there. The Yomar Rafuna says, Minayin Leachsanoi Shasa Batashma Shamita. If somebody is visiting by somebody else's house, you're a guest in somebody's house, you're not supposed to live with your wife there in the person's house. Shinema the Pasuk says, Vyashkimu Baboika, they got up in the morning, Vaishtachlof Neashem, Vyashuva, Vyavoyaway El Basam Hermosa. Vyedel Kones Chana Ishtoi. Mashrum, when they came home, that's when Achana first lived with his wife. They remember Hashem. Hashdin mikaraloi. Masha before, when they were guests by somebody else, they did not live together. When they came home, then they lived together. So therefore, if you're an achsanoi, if you're a guest by somebody else there, it's not nice to drink wine. because even though your husband is there, but it's not nice to have tashmish with your husband either there. The mice that's brought down the ikatam is because the sheets become dirty. It's not nice for the guests to see it. If they're careful, if they have a towel there, if they can make it that nothing's nicker on the sheet or their special sheets, then it would be all right. Moreover, Chuma tiveisua d'abaya. Chuma was Abaya's wife. Asur lekaima de Rava. She came in front of Rava. Omru lo, she said to him, posikli mizoni, like I want you as bezdin to make a psak how much mizonis I get. Mashma, husband died, and she wanted to collect mizonis now from the Yisaimim. So you, like the bezdin, make up a psak how much mizonis I should get. Is posak lo, she made up how much they have to feed her. Posikli chamra, so she said, don't you give me wine. Omale, so Rava said back, yodana bebe nachmenid lehevi shasi chamra. I know that like your husband, Abaya, did not used to drink wine. So, Mastam, he didn't give you wine either. You're not used to drinking wine. We do not have to give you wine. Omrulo chayid demar dehavi mashkali b'shufrizi. No, like I swear in his life that he used to drink a lot of wine. B'shufrizi means like in this horn. Ki hai, in this amount of wine we used to drink. Bahadid de komachvili. Now, wild, chumra. Abaya's wife was showing Rava how much wine she used to drink. Is his bahadi de komach vile while she was showing to Rava igla dora that her dress by the arm got came up a little bit and it was uncovered her dora, it was uncovered her sleeves, her arms is not from the hurava vedina, it like it was lit up in the bezdin. So come Rava, vice to that Rava saw her like an uncovered part of her, and he had a little bit taiva because of that. So therefore, come Rava got up, all of they said he went home, and Tova Labas of Chizda, his Rava's wife was the daughter of Rav Chizda. So he went to his wife to say, let's live together. In other words, vice to Rava was afraid that maybe Chvais will see Zera because of that, because since he saw the Isha Sabaya, so he went home now to live with his own wife. They shouldn't come to any chet of having a tzoros el abatolo. So Omro lei, Vas Rav Chizda, so his wife, the daughter of Rav Chizda, said to Rava, Man hevi yidim aveidina, who was there in Bezdin? Like how she saw something was fishy. Now all of a sudden Rava came home and said, let's live together. So she figured something must have happened. So she asked Taka Rava, who was there in the Bezdin today? Omalo, so he said back, Omalo, Chumiyah. So Rava said, Yishno Chomiyah Deveisu Dabaya, that she was in Bezdin today. So Nofka Abasra, so now Rava's wife went out after the wife of Abaya, Machtalo Bekulfi, she like hit her with a stick, Yeshida Adiafkale Mekulu Mechuza, till she like drove her out of the whole town, she drove her out of the town. Rashi says, Bemanol Shalagus, with a manol of wooden shoe, she went out to get her. So Omrulo, so Rav's wife said to Abaya's wife, "Katalta l'cho t'losa. You already killed your three husbands. Rashmi, she was married three times, and all the husband three times, the husband died. V'yasta l'miktal achrini, and now you want to go and kill another one, like you want my husband to die. So that's what Rav's wife did to Abaya's wife. V'ayta deveisua the Rabbi Yosef rei the Rava, the wife of Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava. Ostla kaim the Rechemia." Breder of Yosef. She also went in front of Nechemi Breder of Yosef. Omrule, she said to him, Psukli Mizaini, stand the same thing, her husband died, and she wanted to collect now Mizainis from Yisaimim. So she told him, make up sack, make up how much Mizainis I deserve to get. Is Postaglos, so they made up? Postagli Chamra, so then she said, how come you're not giving me any wine? Is Postaglos, Itaka gave her? Omalokos, he said like this. Yodana b'hu b'vnei mechuz v'shasi chamra, because I know in the town like they drink a lot of wine there. So we had one terrace before when they're regular, when they're used to drinking wine, then we could give them wine. Did the isua the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef's wife, parade Rav Menashia, Midville, from this place of Deville, is also the kaim of the Rabbi Yosef. So she came in front of Rabbi Yosef. And normally she said to him also the same question that possibly Mizoinah, I want you to make up how much Mizoinah I'm going to receive to support me. She, he was the best, then she made up how much Mizoinah could she get. Is possibly, so he made up how much she deserves. Pasuk li chamer, she also asked, how come you're not giving me any wine, give me wine, is Pasuk lo. He says, okay, and he made up not to give her wine also. Pasuk le shiroi, she says, I want some silk also. Omer lo shiroi loma, what do you need silk for? Omer le lecho lechavrcho u lechav rurcho. In other words, Shagrashi says, she wanted to dress nicely, to be respectful, just like Vice says she was respectful before, so she didn't want to become now Mavuza, like be disrespectful by the people. So therefore, she wanted to have Vice says Shiroyim of silk the same way she had before. Right, and then the Mishnah says, your wife, her husband has to give his wife, V'noisen lo mitiyat give her bed, or mafets, and the cushions, for the more mafets, or machtzalos lomalo. Why does she have to have two things? Mashmo like a mattress and reeds and mats. What does she need two for? Lomlo de yoivlo. How can I have to give her both? Amarav topo be asked for the nehigi to malia puria bechavli to mavagrilo. It's a place that the bed itself was made out of straps, like. So you can't lie on the straps, you'll hurt yourself. Therefore, first you have to have a mattress and you have to have a mat also. That's why you have to give her both. But it could be other places that the bed itself you could sleep on, you don't have to give her a special mattress. Tana Rabbanan would have like this. A noisnin lo kar uksos. You don't have to give her like a pillow and a cushion. Mishum Rav Nosson Omru, Rav Nosson says no. In the name of Rav Nosson, I said over, noisnin lo kar uksos. You do have to give her the pillow and the cushions. Mahechi Dami, what's the case talking about? E the orcha, if that was her normal way of living, that she used to having pillows and cushions, my time of the Tanakama, how come a Tanakama says you don't have to give it to her? If she's used to it, you have to give her what she's used to. V de lo orcha, if she's not used to it, my time of the Rav Nosson, how come you have to give it to her? Lo tzricha, we're talking about like this. Regarding the orcha, the day, v'lav orcha, the day, where the husband was used to using these pillows and cushions, but she was not used to. This is the machlokes Tanakama sover omalo ki azilna shakilnulhu. The Tanakama says like this: that omalo, the husband could tell her ki azilna, when I go away shakilnulhu, I'm going to take it with me because you're not used to it, just me. So when we're not going to sleep together, like, I'll take it with me. V'chi asina, when I come to you to live together with you, my sinalo, true, then we'll live together. So it's not nice that I should have and you don't have. Then I'll give you my sinalo bade. I'll give it to you. We have nothing to know. Omrele, she could say zimne de misrami ben ashmoshes. Like Mash, we're talking about in the Mishnah, yemashra de shlish means the husband is away the whole week and he only comes home for Shabbos. So she could say sometimes you're going to come home by ben ashmoshes for a motzis maisilo, and you won't be able to bring any pillows or cushions on Shabbos. For shakalta lididi, and you're going to take away mine or magin misli alari and make me sleep on the floor. Therefore, she has a right to say, no, you have to give me the mats and the cushions. So therefore, let's say, even though she has her own cushions or so, still the husband has to give it to her. Give her another pair, like. So even a case where the husband comes and doesn't have his own, she'll have like two pairs, she'll have an extra pair of cushions for him also. Right, then the Mishnah says, v'noisim lo kapa. You have to give her like a covering for her hair. Oma leva popol abaya, popa setra abaya. Hi Tano, this Tano, like the Tano of our Mishnah, Shliach Hatloyim.